Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go with me to scripture this morning that we looked at last night in John, Gospel account of John, the third chapter, John 3, 16. Anybody got John 3, 16 marked in your Bible? Do you? It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son," His only begotten Son. And why did He give Jesus? Why? Not just because we needed it. Not just because we'd perish without it. Those were involved, but the motivation was not just need. The motivation was love. He did it because He saw us in our need and He loved us. And He was willing to give anything to save us. And He wasn't just willing, He did it. Somebody say, He did it. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and all you got to do is believe on Him. Amen. That whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Say it out loud. I am loved by God.
I am precious to Him.
I am the apple of His eye.
I am most valuable
to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The challenge is Him getting people to believe that. That's His challenge. If God spared not His Son, but He delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? I mean, after giving you Jesus, what's a car? What's a new car? What's a good house? What's some money and stuff and healing? If He was ever going to withhold anything from you, it would have been Jesus. But when He gave Jesus, you know there's nothing He won't give you. By the act of Him giving Jesus, He said it, He demonstrated, He didn't just talk and say, "I love you," He showed you. He showed me, He proved it to the whole world, to everybody that would ever live, to angels, humans, and demons for all time. I love these people above all. And I am willing to do anything and pay anything to get them and save them. And He did. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Then you need to settle it in your heart once for all. God does not need to do anything else to prove to me He loves me.
Amen.
He's done it. And I know it. And I believe it. Tell the Father, everybody say it right now, say it out loud. Father,
I believe
it. You don't have to do anything else to prove to me that You love me. I accept what You have done. You have proven beyond question. You have demonstrated beyond measure that You love me. I accept it. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Can you sense, saints, that the more you believe in His love, His presence just comes in? Can you? Why? Because the more you believe in His love, the more you open up your life for Him to move. If the devil can get you to question Him, Just be a little bit standoffish in your heart. Well, I don't understand this. I just don't know why that happened. I just don't understand why that didn't happen for so-and-so. And I just don't. That's not innocent. That's not innocent. There's something bad under that, underlying that and behind that. What you're doing is you're questioning God's love. It is never okay for a believer to go, "Why, God? Why?" It's okay to ask Him a question. "Lord, I don't understand that. Show me what I need to see about that." But it is not okay, because when you're going, "Why, God? Why?" there's more than just asking a question. There's an accusation. Where were you? Why didn't you? Why did you? And all that is saying, "I don't really believe you love me like you said. I don't see it." And friend, that will cut off your life from the grace of God. That will make you cold and lonely. That will leave. Why? Because God does not need to prove something special to you beyond what He's already done. If you don't think what He's done is special enough, you got problems. Not Him. Look in two places, please. 1 John 3 and Ephesians 2. Let's go to Ephesians 2 first. Ephesians 2 and then 1 John 3. The devil's a liar, isn't he? He will lie to you about God. That's one of his favorite things, is lying to people about God. He'd rather you believe that God didn't even exist. But if you're not going to believe that, he'll try to get you to believe that God's not a good God, that you can't trust Him, that He doesn't really care about you and love you, that He just created this thing and gave it a spin, and you're just like an ant on a mound down there somewhere, and what happens to you is random, and He probably could care less. Or He's got bigger things in mind, and His plan is so much bigger, and your little feelings and what's going on with you is really trivial and insignificant to Him. Well, all that's a different way of saying that He really just don't care all that much about you. Maybe humanity as a whole, but you, you're not a blip on the map, on the radar. But it's a lie. I said it's a lie. It's a lie. God knows and keeps up with the very number of the hairs on your little head. And you don't even care enough to keep up with that. He cares more about you than you care about you. Doesn't He? The Lord says something to me and something to our church back whenever it was, a year or so ago. He said, "I'm helping you much more than you know." I'm helping you much more than you know. Have you walked with the Lord? Anybody in here has walked with the Lord for a while? And can you look back and realize, "Man, He was helping me. I didn't even know how much He was helping me." Well, that's going on right now too. And it'll go on tomorrow. Why? 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 Because He loves me. Ephesians 2, did you find it? Ephesians 2 and 4. How do we know God loves us? Ephesians 2, 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins," we weren't pretty, "He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come," how many know that's beyond tomorrow and next year and next century, "in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." Why did He do all this? Why is He going to do all this? Because of His great love wherewith He has loved us. You know what your future consists of, child of God? You will exist 1,000 years from now.
Amen.
1,000,000 years from now. You will exist. You know, it helps you to relax when you realize I'm going to be around forever. Helps you to relax. You go, wow, I'm going to be around. Now, not down here. You don't want to be down here for 1,000 years. But you're going to be around. So what's going to be going on with you and me 1,000,000 years from now? Have you learned a lot in the last 10 years, 20 years? Has your life improved with the Word of God? Well, what if you kept doing that for 1,000 years? Where would you be? How would you think? What kind of person would you be? We have grown and developed in just a handful of years down here on this earth. Well, that's not going to stop. We're just going to keep growing and increasing, and from faith to faith and glory to glory, decade after decade, century after century, millennia after millennia. And you know what God's going to be doing? Showing off. Where'd you get that? Right here in this verse. Right here in this verse. He said he's going to, in the ages to come, verse 7, what's he going to do? He's going to show. He's going to show. Show what? Now, when God says it's rich, it's rich. When he says it's exceeding rich, it's off the chart. The exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. Not because of what we earned, but because of what he did through Christ Jesus. I mean 1,000 years from now. God's going to speak to us. He's going to go, you like this? We're going to go, oh God. Oh God. And he'll say, look at this. Look at this. And he'll go, look at this. And we'll go, ooh, ah, wow. And you know what's going to be going on 1,000 years past that? He'll say, y'all having fun? You're enjoying it? We'll go, oh, God, you're so good. He go, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. And we'll go, ooh, ah, wow. That is your future throughout the ages, and he will never peak. He will never run out because he's God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me